Haitians who live on less than $2 a day rely on food aid and other assistance from abroad. Catholic Relief Services is one of several organizations that seeks to aid working poor, handicapped, and other residents. The group's director in Port-au-Prince, Bill Canny, says it relies on funding from the U.S. government, which appropriates $2 billion each year for humanitarian aid spending under a program called Title II. He says U.S. funding levels have held steady in recent years, but soaring food costs mean that aid groups can no longer buy as much as they used to.
You would have to increase that allocation by the U.S. government of $2 billion by $900 million to get to back to the levels of food that we had in the program a couple of years ago.
Responding to violent protests over rising food prices, Haitian President René Préval has promised to work with international aid groups and local suppliers to cut rice prices by 15%. For some of the poorest Haitians who have been unable to make ends meet for some time, this may not be enough. The plan is also raising concern at the United Nations. Joël Boutreau is Deputy Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General.
He wants to try to share the burden of the price increase. How sustainable that is, the answer is not sustainable.
Boutreau says Haiti also needs to focus on long-term economic programs, such as expanding the farming sector and creating other employment opportunities. Another key reason behind rising prices is the high price of oil imports, which pushes up transportation costs for international and domestic products. Energy experts say there's little sign that oil prices will decline anytime soon. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.